In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Here's another little bit of weird psychology for you. Despite having some of the best and safest tap water in the entire world, most of us, go on, admit it, are buying bottled water in droves. Our love of drinking water out of little plastic bottles is creating an environmental disaster, not to mention how much water it takes to bottle a bottle of water, and how we're spending money to buy water that we could be drinking for free. And yet, a story this week in the Washington Post says bottled water is about to become America's most consumed packaged drink. Roberto Ferdman wrote that story. Hi, Roberto. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. So let's talk about the marketing here. I feel like I actually remember a time when bottled water was rising, was becoming a bigger presence in our lives, and people said, I'm never going to buy that. Water comes out of the tap. How much of this is a marketing coup?
You're right. If you go back to about the 1970s or so, bottled water was unheard of. What's happened is, as you pointed out, there's been a marked campaign to get people to want to drink it. Part of that has come from a growing villainization of tap water in the United States. There's been fear-mongering around fluoride levels, about the quality of tap water, when in fact we live in a country where the municipal water system is about as good as anywhere in the world. But then there's also been a selling of these different bottled waters. You have them selling a lifestyle that's associated with them, selling them as a healthy product, an alternative to soda drinks, when in fact the alternative is drinking water from the tap. And it's proven really effective, so effective that the average person consumes something like 35 gallons of bottled water a year, which is about 270 bottles. That's a lot of bottled water. And it's going up. By 2017, the understanding is that all of these different forces that have pushed us to drink more bottled water will make it the most popular packaged beverage in the United States. Soda has held that throne for several decades, but it will no longer in about 2 years.
Is there any sense that people refill those plastic water bottles, or is it a purely wasteful experience?
I don't think that there is comprehensive data or data that we should trust. But I do know this. I know that the companies who sell the water bottles, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Nestle, claim that they are recyclable. And that is true. Most of the water bottles for the United States are recyclable, but two-thirds of water bottles that are used in the United States end up going into landfill. And we know that plastic is not biodegradable.
And is that the primary impact, the environmental impact, or are there other sort of secondary effects like wasting water or taking it from sensitive places?
That's a serious one, the plastic that we use in order to drink from these plastic water bottles. But also, it takes about 3 or 4 liters of water in order to produce a liter of bottled water, which is to say that we use a lot more water when we're bottling it. And that is problematic as well, especially right now in places like California where we don't have a lot of water. In fact, places where we're rationing it. So there's a kind of a two-pronged problem with this. On the one hand, we're using plastic that we don't need to use, and on the other hand, we're using water that we don't need to use.
And so is there an alternative? Is there some sort of plan for a campaign for tap water?
Ideally, what we would do is we would convince people to either buy bottles that they can refill or that we make it as readily available as possible. Part of the problem is that if you're in a place like New York, you're probably closer to somewhere that you can buy a bottle of water than somewhere that you can have water from the tap, like a water fountain. So there's a little bit of urban development around getting people to drink tap water, but we really haven't found an effective solution, and that's kind of laid very clear in the sales trends, which are all upward.
Roberto Ferdman is a reporter at The Washington Post. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's fair to note that there are some places trying to force us to change our habits. At least 18 national parks in the U.S. have banned the sale of bottled water, selling cheap, refillable water bottles instead, and offering refill stations around the parks. Some airports, music festivals, and college campuses are doing the same.